Welcome to LPI on Health, a podcast series to inform you about the recent micronutrient research and events coming out of the Linus Pauling Institute at Oregon State University. For more information, visit our website at lpi.oregonstate.edu. This week, the Diet and Optima Health Conference began with fascinating presentations related to polyphenols. Polyphenols are a group of chemical substances found in plants. Within the polyphenol family are lignans and flavonoids. In this podcast, sit back and enjoy Augustin Scalbert from France sharing about his research related to polyphenols.
So I'm Augustin Scalbert, coming from France, and I work for the Ministry of Agriculture, and we are doing the research on polyphenols. And polyphenols are antioxidants, and we now realize that these antioxidants are the most abundant in our diet. They are commonly found in very common foods and beverages, like more particularly fruits, and some beverages like coffee, tea, wine. And you can also find them in juice. So what interested us is that this very high quantity of polyphenols you have in food are extremely diverse. You have a variety of molecules, and we would be very curious to understand if there are some common things between these molecules, or if they have specific properties. This kind of question will be somewhat essential to develop some applications when we know what are the most active or the most beneficial compounds in our diet. So we started some years ago comparing the bioavailability of these compounds. I mean their fate in the body. Are they absorbed through the gut barrier? In which form? What are the concentration in our body or even in the tissues? And after some years of research, and not only our research, but also research of some colleagues, we realized that the absorption can be very different. You have compounds which are very well absorbed and some which are hardly absorbed. So we were also curious to understand why some compounds which are not absorbed also have some activities in humans. And we had a look at their fate not only in the upper part of the gut, but also in lower part of the gut where you have all these bacteria. And we found that these compounds were also fermented by the bacteria and cut down in small pieces, which were then absorbed through the gut, through the colon barrier. And now we wonder what are the properties, what are the effects also of these products of fermentation. So this was the first part of our studies dealing with the fate of our body in our body. But now we have more questions, because we know we've described what they become in the body, but we don't know yet if these pieces have some activities that can be considered beneficial or eventually detrimental for health. So we know that polyphenols very likely prevent cardiovascular disease. There are some very nice studies showing that they improve vascular function, for example. And now we really need to know what are the, among all these different polyphenols, what are these compounds which are effectively protective? So we started some new studies on biological effects, but seen at the genomic level, because we know that these antioxidants not necessarily exert their action through antioxidant effects that it was thought initially, free radical scavenging, for example. Mm-hmm. But we understand that they have an effect on the cell, and they can modify the expression of genes in the cell. So now we started to compare profiles of gene expression for different polyphenols that are given to experimental animal, like for example model of mice which spontaneously develop atherosclerosis, and we study the effect of these polyphenols when we add them in the diet on gene expression in the vessels of these animals. We wanted to know more precisely what were these amount of polyphenols in the different food source, and this is why we started to build now 4 years ago, and it will be completed in about 1 year time, a very large and comprehensive food composition table for these polyphenols. So we have a lot of data now, and we'll be able to tell more precisely what are the best source of a given polyphenol when we know that this is the active polyphenol which we should work more intensively.
That's good to know. I invite you to learn more about polyphenols on the LPI website within the Micronutrient Information Center. Flavonoids and lignans are listed under phytochemicals, which are chemicals produced by plants. Also visit the news section of the LPI site for an article from March 2007 on flavonoids. Flavonoids are most commonly known for their antioxidant activity. However, it is now known that the health benefits they provide against cancer and heart disease are the result of other mechanisms. This article came out of the research of Balls Fry and is also linked to this podcast. Thanks for tuning in. On behalf of everyone at the Linus Pauling Institute, we wish you optimum health. Have an awesome day.